Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome to the 2017 Monday Waffle podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jimmy Williams. Alongside me across the desk, Luke Shipway, Poppy Penny joining you for this season of the Waffle Football.
G'day, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good, Luke.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
I'm good, mate.
Yeah, well, what a weekend of footy, eh? Good way to start.
Absolutely stoked for it to be back. I was lucky enough to be calling the game down in South Fremantle and Subiaco. Poppy, where were you?
I made it to Medibank, watched Peel and East Perth. It was a very cold night, let me tell you.
The alignment clash.
Yeah, it was.
What do you think about the alignment?
Look, I don't reckon it's going to last very long, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I ventured down to Fremantle as well, and I saw the East Fremantle Sharks play the Claremont Tigers, and a very entertaining game.
It was a bit cold and wet and windy, as Poppy said, in the morning. What was it like at 2:15 for that game?
Oh, no, 2:15, it was nice weather, not too bad. It was a bit overcast and everything like that. I think it spat a little bit of drizzle at some parts of the game, but most of the time it was pretty nice. Pretty good footy conditions.
Quick shout out to Joel Saratsis for coming in and giving us all the pointers for this year's 2017 Monday Waffle podcast. You've met three of us, but let's meet the whole 2017 team.
Hi, my name's Poppy Penny, and my favourite player is Michael Walters, and I go for the East Perth Royals.
My name's Hannah Somerville. My favourite player is Dustin Martin, and I go for Peel Thunder.
My name is Luke Shipway, and my favourite waffle team is the Claremont Tigers, and my favourite football player of all time is Clive Waterhouse.
Hi, my name's Melissa Blomley. My favourite waffle team is Subiaco, and my favourite AFL player is Jimmy Bartel.
I'm Jimmy Williams, and I support the West Perth Falcons. My favourite footballer of all time is Nick Riewoldt.
Hello, I'm Sean Lindsay, and my favourite waffle teams are Claremont Tigers and East Fremantle. My favourite player of all time, Corey Boris Enright.
Hi, my name's Jared Gardner. I support the Peel Thunder, and my favourite player, Joel Selwood.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle. Oh, yeah.
Come on. Now for a recap of round one. The first match of the round was East Fremantle Sharks versus the Claremont Tigers at East Fremantle Oval. Claremont defeated East Fremantle 19-9-123 to 9-7-61 in a... it was a closer affair than the score shows, with Claremont fighting back after a tough first quarter.
And Tommy Lee kicked a bag of goals, and we're not sure if he was actually named Luke.
Well, there's conflicting stories, it looks like, because Claremont's Facebook page says that he was in on Friday morning, but when you click on the article, it says that he wasn't available due to a shoulder issue.
Well, we're speaking to birthday boy Ryan Lim later on in the podcast, so we'll get his thoughts on that.
Yeah, get in depth into actually what happened there.
I was lucky enough to be at a replay of last year's preliminary final between the South Fremantle Bulldogs and the Subiaco Lions, and they got off to a hot start, the Bulldogs. They kicked the first four goals. They ran out winners 17 goals, 14, 116 to Subiaco's 11, 11, 77. Massive news pre-game was that the Lions captain, Kyle Horsley, was ruled out with a shoulder injury, so it'll be interesting to see how much footy he's going to miss.
And I made it down to Medibank, and I saw Peel get over East Perth 7-11-53, 4-12-36 on a fairly greasy night. Really low scoring up until half time. Both teams had only kicked one goal each, which was made for thrilling football in the cold and the rain. But the third quarter kicked off a bit. Peel got a lot more of the ball and actually started to use it, got a bit more flow. Harley Balick, who had a pretty lean season last year with a wrist injury, he's a docker. He ended up with 30 touches, which was a good comeback for him. And then Captain Paddy McGinnity over at East Perth, he ended up on 28, which was a really good return for him.
Sean Lindsay, he's going to give us a match report of arguably the match of the round between Swan Districts and Perth. Sean, take it away.
The Swans were playing catch-up footy for most of the game after the Demons got the jump on them in the first quarter, kicking 8 goals to lead at quarter time by 4. It was impressive footy from both sides, especially in that first quarter, playing an attacking and aggressive brand that was not always seen last year. Swans worked their way back into the match to be down by 2 goals at halftime, and then only by a straight kick going into that final quarter. Only 1 goal was kicked in the final quarter by the Swans, but it was enough to hold off Perth, who were held completely goalless. For Perth, the future is quite bright after 2016 Colts Sarath Rowe, Anton Scotney, Blake Johnson, Gordon Aria and Tom Gooch made their league debut, complementing their new captain Clint Jones and reigning Ferris and Best winner Michael Sinclair, who were Perth's best on the day. Corey Byrne and Sam Garstone kicked in with 2 majors apiece. For districts, well, they've injected a wealth of former AFL experience this year with Jamie Bennell, Corey Galt, David Wellard, Xavier Ellis and Ryan Crowley all pulling on the black and white. Ellis and Ellard were amongst the best for the Swannies. Ellis also kicked 4 goals and was ably supported by Galt with 2.
This is Poppy's Pick on the Monday Waffle. So for round one, we had a couple of 4 out of 4s. Luke, well done, and Mel also picking 4 out of 4. On the other end of the scale, we've got Sean who got 1 and also Mia who got 1. So better luck next week, guys. Pay a bit more attention.
In Mia's defence, she did get the away teams because she failed to get her tips in.
Okay, so realistically, Sean picked 1. Well, Mia, she got the away teams, but Sean actually picked his.
I think we'll come up with a punishment if he only manages 1 again this week. Who are you picking this week, Pop?
Well, I only got 2 last week, so I've got a little bit of room to grow, I would say. So this week I'm going for Peel to beat East Frio. Then I'm going to go South Frio over the Swanee Ds. They showed a bit this week. Subi over Perth, and as an East Perth girl, East Perth over West Perth. If you've got a pen, get it out, because here's Luke's tips. Mr. 4 out of 4. Who are you going to tip?
You're too right, Poppy. listeners at home, pay very close attention. This is going to be where you need to write down the tips if you want to win your tipping competition. I have Peel Thunder. And I'm going to go for Swan Districts at home at Steel Blue. I like their pickups of Ryan Crowley and Xavier Ellis. A bit of AFL experience there, so I like that. I'll go Subiaco as well. And then I like West Perth. I haven't seen them play yet, but I'm going for West Perth.
Risky business, Luke. What about you, Jimmy?
I'm going to go Peel Thunder to beat East Fremantle. I think Peel Thunder obviously going to be the team to beat, being the premiers. South Fremantle were far too good for me over Subi on the weekend. I think they'll beat Swan Districts just at Steel Blue. I'm also going to pick Subiaco to bounce back against Perth on Saturday at Leaderville Oval. And I've got to back my boys, the West Perth Falcons. They've had the bye, they're fresh, they're ready to rock and roll. I think they'll beat East Perth on Sunday afternoon, 1:40 p.m. HBF Arena.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
We are now joined on the Monday Waffle podcast by Claremont midfielder Ryan Lim. Ryan, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
No dramas. Ryan, very impressive game by you on the weekend. Yeah, 28 touches and 1 goal. And it was a good win for you guys round one, obviously. What did the coach say after the game?
Oh, yeah, he was pretty happy, I think. It was good to finally get out there and put everything we've practiced over the preseason into play. And, you know, I think we're all pretty relieved after the final siren went after we were down 4 goals in the first quarter. So I think a few happy faces down at Claremont this week.
What was the message at quarter time after that first quarter from your boys? Obviously, you were trailing. What was the coach's message?
Yeah, well, it was an interesting one, actually. It was just sort of keep trusting what we do and keep doing what we're doing, playing the way we were. You know, we went in at quarter time sort of expecting to get a pretty big spray, but Harrow was pretty cool at quarter time and just told us to back ourselves in and keep doing what we're doing. And, yeah, I guess it worked in the end.
Obviously, you know, good win. You guys really overran them in the last quarter. You must be happy with that. And I bet your coach, Darren Harris, would have been happy. Shows a strong preseason, being able to overrun the team in the last quarter like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we especially looking at last year, we lost 8 games by single digits, and a lot of them were fourth quarter fade outs. So a real focus for us this year is just playing 4 quarters of footy, and it was good to get a good start in round one. And a good debut from all the new coaches we had.
Ryan, there was a bit of confusion with the inclusion of Tommy Lee. Can you tell us a bit about, was he named, wasn't he named? He obviously kicked a bag and was influential on the ground on the day. What was the selection like for him? Because it didn't look like he was actually playing on Thursday night.
Yeah, no, I think he hurt his shoulder in one of the preseason games, and it from all reports from us, it looked like he was good to go. And I don't know, I saw a bit in the paper about him maybe missing out, but I think internally we knew that he was good to go. So, and obviously it showed, kicking 5 goals on the weekend. It just shows how valuable he is to our team.
Ryan, obviously it's you're one of the younger players on the team, and I believe it's your birthday today, so happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks, mate.
No dramas there. But Zach Langdon and Alex Manuel, also another couple young blokes playing for you guys, they really impressed on the weekend. You must be happy with all the young players you guys got at Claremont and how they're performing.
Yeah, definitely, and it's good to see guys like that who have stuck to it, been at Claremont for a few years, especially Alex Manuel, really worked his way through in the reserves competition for a few years, and now it just shows how ready he is to play now, coming out really strong on the weekend. Another guy, Zach Langdon, who just is 100% for the whole game. His tackle pressure's incredible, and you know, he's just such a valuable part to our team. So it was really good to see young guys start well. Another guy, Matt Guelfi, has come in for one of his first few games and just didn't get a lot of the ball, but you know, had a real big impact on the game, we thought. So yeah.
And Limmy, you mentioned before it is your birthday, as we mentioned, you're 21 today, and you've got the bye this weekend. Have you got anything big planned for the big celebration?
Nothing major, mate. Just as it is my 21st year, you know, there's a few other people having events on, so might just go to one or two of them. But mainly just a bit of R&R and get ready for Perth in round 3.
No worries, Ryan. Ryan, thank you for joining us today on the Monday Waffle Podcast. Once again, it's Ryan Lim, the midfielder from the Claremont Tigers. Very impressive performance by him on the weekend with 28 touches and 1 goal. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys.
Thanks, Limmy.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle Podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
Looking ahead to round 2 action, and Peel Thunder will host East Fremantle at Bendigo Bank Stadium at 2:15 on Saturday. The Swan Districts will host South Fremantle at Steel Blue Oval, also at 2:15, while Subiaco move to their home ground of Leaderville Oval / Medibank Stadium. They will host the Perth Demons at 4:15, and on Sunday, the West Perth Falcons host the East Perth Royals at the HBF Arena, broadcast on 7 Mate. And of course, Claremont have got the bye.
The ladder is not looking too complicated after round 1. Claremont are on top just because of percentage, and then South Fremantle, Peel and Swan Districts all tied with 1 win. Perth, they're lost. They got 1 loss, along with East Perth, Subiaco and East Fremantle, and West Perth has not yet played a game.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Well, that's it for our first show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Poppy, and this is the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.